Happy Tuesday morning and welcome back to Business of the Week. This week, I am joined by Christ Furniture and Mattress in Eagle Grove, Iowa. We had a great conversation with Jim Christ yesterday morning from Christ Furniture, and he's joining me once again this morning. How are you doing this morning, Jim?
Hey, great, Nate. Just wonderful.
That's fantastic to hear. Everything's going nice over in Eagle Grove then.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is. They've been kind of reconstructing Main Street. Our streets are open. Last year, they were kind of closed down for a little bit for changing the street surface and things, but we got new parking spaces and they're refacing the buildings, and we're going to have a very nice looking downtown here when they get everything finished, and they're still working on it.
Well, revitalization to a downtown is always important, and especially with you guys. You guys are located right there on West Broadway down in Eagle Grove.
Right. We're in the middle of downtown Eagle Grove. Double front there, and we've got a lot to see.
Yeah. So today, Jim, let's dive into the business a little bit here. We could do an entire segment every day about just a different area of the house if we wanted. You guys offer everything from living room, dining room, office, you know, entertainment centers for TVs and bedrooms. So again, like we could do a different segment every single day just related to a different room in the house with how much stuff you guys offer over there.
Oh, we absolutely. And there are exciting things going on right now in the furniture business. And one, let me tell you a little bit about, is fabric. Well, that's one of the most important things when you're buying furniture, is that the fabric that says upholstered with. And I'm so excited that the world has a problem with recycling and their trash and things like that. So I've got several companies that are now taking water bottles, recycling the water bottles. We've all seen the commercials on how we've got way too many of the landfills, and they're recycling it into fabric, and it's wonderful fabric. It's soft, it's durable, and as you might guess, pretty much kind of stain-proof too. And got a lot of different colors, got textures, and it feels wonderful. That sounds, you think plastic would be hard, but no, it just feels like cotton, real nice and soft. And then also one of our mattress companies is doing something similar, but just a little different. They're using recycled ocean plastic and for the top covers there. And so there again, it's helping to clean up our oceans there. And there again, for all the same reasons, the plastics, they don't stain, they wear good, and they can tweak them a little bit so they're more cooling than a normal fabric. So we've got some industries here that are taking care of some of the world problems.
Yeah, wow. I did not realize that was a thing. So they're kind of reclaiming the plastics there and turning them into fabrics?
Absolutely. And as I say, they feel wonderful. And a lot of them even got like 3-year guarantees on them, which the old cottons and rayons didn't have that. So they're really nice stuff.
No, it definitely sounds like it is. And if you got a family out there that your kids like to stain, not like to, but I guess they can't hold on to their juice as well as you can, then that sounds like a great way to make sure you have furniture that's always looking really nice.
Yeah, Lazy Boy has a new fabric out there. They're calling it iClean, and it does come with a 3-year guarantee against stains and cuts and tears, and it's wonderful. We've had a lot of moms come back and say, oh my goodness, my child spilled this or spilled that on the sofa, and couldn't believe how easily it cleaned up. And it's thick, it's really tightly woven, so it's good for pets, because so their nails don't get caught in it or the hair get all embedded in the fabric. So some fabrics that are really family friendly.
So it sounds like you got a lot of great pieces that you got in the store. And I mean, looking online, you have everything. You got a wide range of furniture there, from simple and clean to, you know, almost ornamental in a way. You know, it's something basic and classic to something that's really nice and fancy.
Everybody has their own style, so we try to not to be just a real stereotype. I mean, we like to have, as you say, some a little bit of a country, maybe more some contemporary, transitional, and have a variety of looks with that variety of fabrics and colors as well.
Jim, what are some of the great pieces that you have that have been coming into the store lately that you notice when they come off the truck and you're like, wow, people are just, they're going to love these when they see them?
Well, I guess the first thing would be sectionals have been really hard to get. The time period to get them has been kind of a long wait for a lot of people that are ordering them. And right now I've got 3 sectionals in stock. They just came off the truck, ready to go. So if they're looking for a sectional, I've got 3 of them to choose from Lazy Boy here. And they've got some of that really good fabric on it that I was saying, there's a 3-year guarantee on it. So if you're looking for a sectional, I've got them, and you can come in and buy it and we'll get it delivered.
Yeah, sectionals. I love a sectional. That's one of those couches when you walk into your friend's place and you see them have that, you're like, oh man, this is, that would be a great couch to watch a ball game on.
That's what they're doing, too. They're using them almost kind of like a home theater. The family's all sitting down enjoying a movie or a football game, and it's a good, safe place to enjoy the family together.
All right, Jim. Well, it's always a pleasure talking with you. Thank you for joining us this morning for Business of the Week today.
Great to talk to you again.
All right, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow morning with our Wednesday installment for Business of the Week with Christ Furniture and Mattress in Eagle Grove, Iowa, talking with Jim Christ here. So have a great day, and Jim, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Nate. You too.